As was predicted, the 2012 presidential election campaign broke all records for fundraising, with both the Obama and Romney campaigns collecting about $1 billion each. According to the website Open Secrets, the Romney campaign, the Republican Party, and outside super PACs like Karl Rove's American Crossroads led the campaign cash competition, spending over $989 million. President Obama's campaign and their outside PACs trailed by a little, spending over $928 million. The enormous amount of money in this year's campaign, much of it unaccountable, was made possible by the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United versus FEC case, which lifted restrictions on independent political expenditures. In the closing days of the campaign, the Center for Public Integrity and the Center for Responsive Politics reported that super PACs and secretive nonprofit groups had allocated more than $820 million in independent expenditures in the campaign, with the overwhelming majority of it favoring Republicans and their candidate Mitt Romney. But the U.S. public may never know exactly how much money was spent in the 2012 presidential and congressional elections. Unlike super PACs, regular political action committees, and direct contributions to candidates and party committees, 501c4 groups do not have to report donations or donors. But according to a recent poll commissioned by the Corporate Reform Coalition, Americans of all political backgrounds agree there is way too much corporate money in politics. 9 in 10 Americans, 89%, agree with that statement, and 51% strongly agree. A strong majority of those surveyed believe that corporate money drowns out the voices of average Americans and corrupts our democratic government. Your reporter spoke with Nick Neihardt, president and CEO of the group Public Campaign that supports public funding of election campaigns. Here he talks about the urgency of enacting reforms in overturning the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling.
The campaign finance law has always been full of loopholes, and having a lot of money to spend has always meant greater power than ordinary voters who don't have much money to give to politics. But the Supreme Court opened the door wide open, and Citizens United and several other decisions which basically relaxed regulation of campaign finance to the point right now that there really are no effective laws, and the current law allows a group of individuals or an individual to write as large a check as they want and do that in direct service of a candidate for office. You can't write that big check right to the campaign, but you can write it to an organization that advances that candidate's campaign very directly. The other thing the law did was say to corporations, you don't have to worry about dodging around and finding the loopholes in the law anymore. You can go straight out and directly oppose or support candidates for office without having to give to a side group that does just issue ads, for instance. And they also said by allowing 501c4 organizations to operate more directly in politics, they essentially have said, because that money isn't revealed as to where it comes from, that people can write very large checks, impact elections, and do it anonymously, so you can't even hold them accountable.
Nick, what's new this year in presidential politics in terms of the money that's flowing in that we haven't seen before as a result of Citizens United or other factors? I know that big Chevron check written to the Republican Party in the Romney campaign towards the end of the campaign cycle was somehow crossing a line that hadn't been crossed by these big companies before.
That's right. A lot of the money that's been coming in has been from very wealthy individuals or their private companies that are held by they and their family. So it's almost like dipping into a second bank account when they write a corporate check. What we haven't seen so much is publicly held corporations whose shares are traded openly, where members of the public can own a piece of the company. We haven't seen those companies get involved in a big way. But we just saw a $2.5 million check written from Chevron, the oil giant, to the Republican House super PAC. So all of a sudden, you have one of these companies jumping in a very direct way, and they simply said, you know, the Republicans favor our policies, so we're going to get behind them and hope for better government. And that's a really scary thing, because I'm sure they may be the first to cross that line and give that much, but they won't be the last. And I think we can look forward next year to seeing even more of this behavior where the corporations themselves the biggest ones in the country, begin to jump in a big way in these elections. It's already been the most expensive election ever, with big checks drowning out the voices of ordinary people more than ever before, but it will probably get worse in the next election cycle. We have to change the system to stop that.
Nick, in closing, certainly money in politics in the United States is an issue that is really a keystone for so many other large issues confronting the country, you know, everything from energy policy to defense spending to climate change to reproductive rights. Almost everything under the sun in politics is affected by the amounts of dollars flowing to the politicians. So maybe as we say goodnight, you can speak to the importance of this issue, not just for the ethics of politics and controlling the money, but for the big issues that many of our listeners are passionate about.
Well, I think we're not going to see the people's will listened to on all those issues as long as you have a government that's of, for, and by the billionaires, the special interests, and the biggest corporations. We have a notion in this country that democracy is all about a government that's of, by, and for the people. We won't have that until we deal with this. We won't have it on basic budget issues, what the government spends money on tax issues, on the future of energy, whether we're going to go to continue down an unsustainable path or whether we're going to invest in sustainable energy and make it available to everybody. You go issue after issue, who gets cared for and who doesn't with health care, whether we have privatized schools or public schools, but every single issue you can think of where there is money to be made, there's a special interest willing to fund a politician to advance that issue. So unless we solve this problem, the problems that we're dealing with, the larger problems in our society, are going to get bigger and bigger. I do have faith that most Americans will rally around the notion that we want a government of, by, and for the people, and that ultimately we're going to win. The real question is how long and how many mistakes our government will make due to listening to deep-pocket interests before we can win a victory on this. But it is the fight of our times.
That was Nick Neihardt, president and CEO of the group Public Campaign. Find more information on groups advocating campaign finance reform by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.